We're back to the Neil Haley Show. My guest today is going to talk about becoming a professional wrestler, a film director, music, everything. Wade Simmons. Wade, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good, good, good. So what had started first? Was the entertainment stuff? When did you get the entertainment bug? At what age that you want to be involved in that?
Well, I've been writing and making up characters and dealing with cameras since I was a little kid. It was always something I wanted to do because, you know, like growing up, I used to love shows like Full House, Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Okay.
Very big fan of Martin.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even All in the Family and the Jefferson. So it was always something that I wanted to do. And then as far as, you know, working in the funeral business, I know this might sound odd, but as a kid, that was something that I wanted to do, too.
Oh, yeah. I remember the whole funeral thing. That just makes it. Are you going to write a book with all these different experiences?
Possibly, yes.
You got to think about that. No, so how long were you working in the funeral business?
So I've been working in the funeral business for 11 years now. I started in high school.
So are you a funeral director? Is that what you are?
Well, when I pass the test, I will be.
Hey, then that's when, so you'll open up your own funeral parlor?
No, I mean, when I think when you work at one, I think anybody that works for one probably knows what I said. I wouldn't do it, you know, I mean, because it takes up a lot of your time, you know.
You got all these other things to do, no doubt.
Yeah, and a lot of liability, too.
Really, why are those liabilities for funeral? The person's already dead.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, if something goes wrong, you know, I mean, it's one of those business when something go wrong, it can go wrong. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's not like you can go to McDonald's and, you know, you can mess up somebody's order and you can just give them another burger. But if you mess up
somebody, you give someone else, has that ever happened where someone given the wrong body to somebody?
It has happened at some places, but, you know, that's one of those things that you know, you take precautions so that it won't happen. You know what I mean?
Okay, what about other people's ashes? Has that happened?
It may have happened at some places. I mean,
I don't think your place. We can't say where you're working. No, but these things happen.
I think some of everybody probably have dealt with something like that, you know? I mean, it's just one of those things that you don't want to happen. But, you know, that's why you have to take all the precautions so that it doesn't happen, you know?
All right. So tell me about specifically now for what your gimmick is going to be in pro wrestling. How long have you been training in pro wrestling?
So I've started training for pro wrestling last year around like October. My gimmick, of course, is going to be the $1 million mortician. You know, that's the gimmick that I'm going with.
Well, I have to get back and make my comeback in pro wrestling at 6'10". I'll have to wrestle you in Chicago. That would be
It sounds good.
Yeah. So what's going to be your finisher as the mortician?
I'm thinking about, you remember that move, like the rolling dice?
Okay.
It's kind of like I was thinking about doing that, but maybe calling it like the death roll, like how the alligator, when he gets his prey, he does the, you know, like the little roll.
So the film stuff, what film directing have you done and stuff? Even,
you know. So far, I produced almost about 20 short films.
Okay. Is it hard? So what types of short films? Do you have an IMDb?
I actually do have one, but I got to update it. Yeah.
But you do have one. Okay.
Yeah, I do have one, but I just got to update it.
So what projects are you looking to do?
So right now, well, I have like my own little web series. It's a little quirky web series, but next weekend we're gonna be shooting two more episodes. So I'm excited about that.
Okay. All right. So how much work is involved in filming those episodes?
We all together, because we've been working on like this web series since like 2019. So we have probably shot over like 20 episodes, but probably, you know, like you may shoot more than you put out. You know what I'm saying?
How do you monetize a web series?
So in total. Ooh, yeah, I think we got about like 25 episodes so far.
So how do you monetize those episodes on the web series?
Oh, well, I haven't like started monetizing them yet. I mean, I do pay everybody that's involved, but I mean, at the end of the day, I'm the one that probably don't get anything from it. But
you're paying your actors, but yet usually you're not getting paid. Oh man.
Yeah, I mean, but we got to fix that.
You got to fix that. Oh man. So what's the web series about?
So basically, it's like one that I made like a fictionalized version of my life, basically. It's kind of it's like just a fictionalized version of my life, basically. I mean, it would have been much bigger if I had a lot of more money, but you know, it's what I can do with what I have now.
You raise money for it.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, I'm one of them people that like, you know, I try to kind of work for it myself that way. You know, people are a little funny when you kind of ask for donations and stuff, you know.
Do you have music as well? Do you have music?
Yep. Yeah, I have a friend of mine named Akira. She produces all my music for me.
What kind of, what is it, hip-hop? What is it, your music?
Some of it is hip-hop, and then some of it is like real soft music.
Have you monetized your music yet?
Well, not yet, but my wrestling theme song, I am going to copyright that.
So, you can't wait to wrestle. And are you going to be doing some of the film production for some of these promotions? Is that a hope of yours?
Possibly, but if not, I'm going to just keep doing it for myself, you know.
Do you want to travel all over the country and wrestle?
Yeah, I plan to. I actually, you know, the funny thing about how I got into wrestling, I wanted to make a documentary about becoming a professional wrestler.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and so what I started to do, I said that I was just going to document, like, my journey into, you know, wrestling. So I'm in the process of getting that going, too.
See, I love the gimmick, love the idea. Where can people connect with you? Where's the best place?
So you can find me on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, WadeJedi99. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. So, you know, I'm not a hard guy to find at all.
All right, well, appreciate it, Wade. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.